California this week in a single day had more than 7,100 confirmed COVID cases. The U.S. in the last 24 hours had an all-time single day high of 45,000. On Insight, the latest comments from Dr. Anthony Fauci. He talked with Cap Radio's healthcare reporter Sammy Caola yesterday in an event for the Sacramento Press Club. We'll talk with Sammy and hear some of what Dr. Fauci told her. Then Chris Nichols and the PolitiFact California team fact-checked Governor Newsom's legal authority to mandate the wearing of masks. This is a fact-check in partnership with Facebook. Chris will explain that as well. And later in the hour from NPR, Sam Sanders. He's the host of the talk show and podcast. It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders. The show is moving to the Cap Radio schedule Saturday mornings. This conversation is certainly an uplift. I'm Beth Ruyak, hosting from home again today. Insight is next.
Hi from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. House is back on Capitol Hill to vote on sweeping legislation for racial justice a month after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats assembled today opposite from the Supreme Court to announce actions that she says address generations of injustices that have cost so many Black lives.
Americans from every walk of life and corner of the country have been marching, protesting, and demanding that this moment of national agony become one of national action. Today, with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, the House is honoring his life and the lives of all killed by police brutality and pledging never again.
Congressional Democrats are pushing for mandated bans on chokeholds and no-knock warrants, among other changes in policing policies. But their Republican colleagues say police departments should be encouraged, not required, to make changes on their own. Yesterday in the Senate, the Democrats blocked the GOP majority's bill on policing reform. Coronavirus infections are on the rise in more than half of all U.S. states. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says more than 34,000 new cases were diagnosed yesterday. Florida is one state where cases are surging. NPR's Greg Allen reports Florida set another record yesterday with more than 5,500 cases diagnosed.
Officials and public health experts say after weeks of declining cases, COVID-19 is being spread mostly by young people. Officials are ordering a crackdown on bars and restaurants that don't follow guidelines requiring distancing and face coverings. One of the areas cases are rising is Jacksonville, which is scheduled to host parts of the Republican National Convention in August. Mayor Lenny Curry.
We are still 2 months out from that event. As I have said all along, we'll take a detailed look at where we are, where we stand in the next few weeks, and decide what the proper protocols are to make sure people are safe.
One positive trend, hospitals say with younger patients, the cases they see are less severe and less likely to need intensive care and ventilators. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Labor Department is reporting another 1.5 million people applied for state unemployment benefits last week. We have an update from NPR's Scott Horsley.
New claims for state unemployment fell only slightly from the previous week, and another 728,000 people sought jobless benefits under a special federal program. While weekly jobless claims have fallen sharply since late March and April, they're still very high by historical standards. Tens of millions of Americans are receiving unemployment, and the jobless rate is still in double digits. Investors have also been rattled by the growing number of new coronavirus infections in more than half the states. The upward trends in cases and hospitalizations once again threaten to stifle economic activity. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 38 points since the open. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Raymond James, a firm focused on transforming lives, businesses, and communities through tailored wealth management, banking, and capital markets solutions. Learn more at RaymondJames.com. And Americans for the Arts.
It's 9:04 with Cap Radio News. I'm Steve Milne. The Sacramento City Unified School District is considering ending its contract with the police department. In the past few years, the district has already reduced the police department's presence at its schools from 8 officers stationed on campuses to 3 who are now off-site. David Fisher is with the Sacramento City Teachers Association. He says because the district has a budget shortfall, they need to allocate resources strategically.
It's a social worker or a school psychologist that's helping to handle the situation, then you know, there's not a police record where, you know, if you're a police officer, it's what they're trained to do. And if there is a fight, oftentimes you end up with a record even before you graduate from high school.
Tonight, the board is set to approve a new budget that currently does not include a renewal of the police department's contract. The contract with the department expires next week. There's a heat advisory in effect for the Sacramento region. High temperatures will be around 100 degrees, and vulnerable people are being advised to stay indoors where there's air conditioning.
We do have that heat advisory going up till Saturday.
Eric Kurth is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. He says it's unusual to have a stretch of 100-degree weather this time of year when the normal high is around 90.
Sunday is the big break where we should be in the 80s over the Sacramento area. And then elsewhere in the valley, maybe low 90s. So that's going to be a lot more of a typical day that we would see this time of year.
Meanwhile, officials are also warning that local rivers and streams are running fast and cold, so people should be careful near the water. Follow us on Twitter at Cap Radio News.
From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. I'm hosting from home for one more day this week. I hope you are all well. There is a wildfire burning about 6 miles south of Mount Rushmore in the Black Hills area of South Dakota. President Trump has been planning to kick off the 4th of July holiday with a visit on July 3rd to Mount Rushmore. Native Americans, many activists, are reportedly planning protests. And now there's the wildfire in the area, so that is a developing story that we're keeping an eye on. California, meanwhile, had an earthquake yesterday morning, and the USGS reported it as a 5.8. It was near the town of Lone Pine. There were several smaller quakes afterward. You might want to know about and download an early warning app. It's called My Shake. It can give a few seconds of warning before an earthquake, and we'll post information about it on our webpage. That is capradio.org/insight. And now to the COVID-19 fight. The U.S., with that all-time single-day high of 45,000 cases this week. Then the latest comments about the virus from Dr. Anthony Fauci coming yesterday in a Facebook Live event for the Sacramento Press Club. Dr. Fauci talked with Cap Radio's healthcare reporter Sammy Kayola. Sammy is joining me from the Insight studio, I believe. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, Beth. Yeah, I'm in your chair today. I'm in the host's mic. It's very strange.
The way we're adapting and the technology is really amazing through all of this. So Dr. Fauci and Governor Newsom seem to navigate really well together. And Governor Newsom held a press conference yesterday just before your interview. I think he gave Dr. Fauci a little nod, didn't he?
Yes, he did. This was sort of funny. Someone in the audience asked Governor Newsom whether he thought President Donald Trump should be wearing a face covering to set an example. And here is what Newsom said.
The question of the president's example. I would encourage those watching to look at the example of Dr. Fauci. That would be my response to that question.
And in the interview, Dr. Fauci did strongly emphasize multiple times that everyone should be wearing a mask, and not just to wear it, but actually keep it on your face and don't pull it down when you're out and about and talking to someone. And he said this should not be a polarizing issue.
Forget the politics. Look at the data. It's very clear that when you do meta-analysis of mask wearing masks not in different countries, it makes a difference. It isn't perfect, but you don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good.
Sammy, the two of you had such a comfortable rapport with each other, and he was so conversational about this information that, let's face it, can be life or death for people. On the subject of masks, at one point you asked, how do we get past the controversy around wearing masks or not wearing masks? And do you remember what he said?
Yep. He said straight up, get past it. No ifs, ands, or buts. Don't get hung up on, you know, whether it's about your, you know, personal freedom. It's really about the good of your community, of our society, and our ability to get through this very difficult moment. And, you know, what I loved about Dr. Fauci yesterday was that he was so to the point, and he was speaking on everyone's level. I think it was, you know, just a really clear description of what you do can protect others. Like, we're not going to get out of this immediately. It's going to be a long time. But we can take the measures we know are effective, and that's better than taking no measures at all.
Some California counties now, Sammy, are in stage three of reopening. And some health officials are criticizing the governor for moving ahead too quickly. What did Dr. Fauci say about that?
That's right. There has been some concern that we're going too fast, especially since bars and restaurants and movie theaters and other businesses have started drawing people in. And a lot of people are wondering, well, are we going to have to rescind some of that? Are we going to have to loosen what we've done or go back to stay-at-home orders? And on Tuesday morning, actually, Governor Newsom said he is not planning to shut the economy down. He is planning to stay the course of reopening. And here is Fauci's response to that.
He's got a really good sense of what's to do. So I'm not going to recommend it, except that in many respects, I agree with him. You don't really need to go back to lockdown. You need to pause and say, wait a minute, we're starting to opening and things aren't going right. What do we need to do to correct that? Now, you may need to stay where you are and impose a few more restrictions or maybe back up a little. But again, just like you don't want to open in an all or none, you don't want to start locking down completely because, I mean, ultimately that's always a possibility, but I wouldn't be saying that right now.
And obviously this depends where you live. If you're in an area with many, many cases, your local government may be saying something very different from a place with no cases. And you have to remember our health officials, they have their eye on the trends. So, you know, some counties have already had to take steps back after reopening businesses.
You're listening to Cap Radio's healthcare reporter, Sammy Kayola. In an event for the Sacramento Press Club yesterday, Sammy talked with Dr. Anthony Fauci. He is the head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and he's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The interview went for about 20 minutes. We've posted a link on our main website. You can find it right there on the homepage at capradio.org. And I think it's so valuable, Sammy, to listen to it for the information that Dr. Fauci is giving, but also for the presence. Like I said, the demeanor of his delivery, it's as if someone's sitting at your dinner table just talking to you about this moment in time and the COVID-19 response. So if he was sitting here at the table in California, let's say, what does he think about California, where it is right now compared to other states?
So good news is he thinks we're doing a pretty good job. He was complimentary multiple times of Governor Gavin Newsom and, you know, kind of said, we're probably not as bad as some other places, but if we don't follow the rules that are in place right now, it will get worse. Here's his take on that.
I think it is. I don't think it's as dramatic and as Florida is right now, because if you look at Florida, Florida has just gotten a lot of new cases. I think California is starting to see little bits of surges at the community level as they're opening up. I think that from the administrator's standpoint, that you have a good handle on what things to do. You know, and Californians have risen to the occasion on social issues so well in the past. You've been the leaders in the country on those things. This is an issue that really has social responsibility associated with it.
And at this point in the conversation, I thanked him on behalf of all of California and said that I hoped we would be able to, you know, follow the rules and keep that compliment in place.
That was a nice moment. And I'm wondering, did you have any other big takeaways from talking in the way that you did to Dr. Fauci? He's the nation's leading infectious disease expert.
You know, Beth, it was funny. When I first got on the Zoom call with him, he looked a little surprised to see me, and me specifically. And I thought maybe it was because I'm younger. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm 27. Our listeners may know that. But he actually talked a lot about younger people being a big part of the cause of the uptick that we're seeing. We are probably the ones going more out to bars and restaurants, maybe congregating with our friends. And so, you know, on behalf of my generation, I say, really, let's keep an eye on that and let's stop and let's follow the rules, because it's not just about us. And that's what Dr. Fauci really emphasized. Even if you're not worried about yourself getting it and you think that you will be fine, It's about your neighbors. It's about the people you could spread it to. So this is how he emphasized that.
The chances are strong that you're going to infect somebody else who will infect somebody else who then will infect the vulnerable person. A grandmother, a grandfather, an uncle or a cousin who has leukemia and is on chemotherapy. That's how your responsibility is not just individual. There really is a societal responsibility there.
Sammy, in a couple different questions, when you asked either about leadership or decision-making, he would bring it back to the response of the people. And I think that's in the same category as what you're saying. And he did address you many times, Sammy, Sammy, as if he was aware that he was talking to younger people. But he puts that on all of us. At least that's what I hear. Did you hear the same?
I did. And it's so hard because public health officers can put in as many rules as they want. Governor Newsom can create as many policies as he wants. But if people aren't following it, if people aren't taking it seriously, it's not going to make a difference. You know, it's really up to each of us and the way we get up in the morning and where we go and whether we put on our face covering and who we interact with. And so, you know, I didn't mind that he was talking to me personally. It actually gave me some power, I think, to go around and talk to people in my life about what they should be doing and should not be doing. And I think something I appreciated was he said it's not all or nothing. You heard him say that. It's not we completely have to stay at home all the time or we can go out and do everything. There is this middle ground, and it's about finding a way to live a somewhat normal life, one that makes you feel joy and feel like yourself and feel connected, but with caution, with some very specific cautionary measures, specifically wearing a face covering at all times and staying 6 feet or further from others. And, you know, they're pretty simple messages. He did a very good job getting them across in a straightforward way, and it made me feel optimistic.
Well, you told him he was quite eloquent. I think you are, too, from all you've learned and navigated as the healthcare reporter during this time. I'll point out that he specifically said in these words, I am not blaming young people. And I think that was an important message. As far as the governor goes, he did say Governor Newsom saved California from having worsened the situation. And that's no small statement either. It was as if He walked in and just wanted to be an open book about this. And as you said, just help people protect and protect and protect.
Yep. And I think the main thing, especially as we're going into summer and, you know, going toward 4th of July, his message was really don't congregate. You know, you are going to be tempted to see your family and to get together with your friends. Plan A is don't congregate. Plan B is if you do congregate, then at least take the simple measures of wearing a face covering and trying to space yourselves out. So as simple as that.
Okay, one last note. This is from his testimony for the House committee. That was on Tuesday. But he's saying this in many, many places, that he's cautiously optimistic about meeting the timetable for a vaccine by the end of this year or in early 2021. As you talk to people in all kinds of conversations, Sammy, how much are people hanging on this hope for a vaccine, and how optimistic do you find people in general to be?
It's actually sort of funny. People don't talk to me much about the vaccine, not the experts I interview and not people who write in to our great question series. You know, it's so far away, I think, in most people's minds. I think it seems like this mystical thing that might never happen. they don't want to get their hopes up. People are trying, I think, to live in the moment and be in this for the long haul. So, you know, I think as we get closer and we start to hear more news about a vaccine, then people will wonder, well, how do I get it? And, you know, how long does it last? And what does it allow me to do? But I just think people know that we're not there yet. And so the questions are a lot more simple and a lot more immediate.
Well, again, Sammy, a really terrific conversation, a great opportunity for us all to hear this kind of conversation from Dr. Fauci. Thank you for sharing more of it with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Beth.
And of course, take care. That's Sammy Kaola. She's CAP Radio's healthcare reporter. You can hear those longer segments, actually the full 20-some minutes of her conversation with Dr. Fauci. It's posted at capradio.org. Up next, Chris Nichols and the PolitiFact California team. They have been examining Governor Newsom's authority in mandating that we wear masks. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio.